Things get heated about best man duties. Grace shares an awful secret with her father, and Miss Coco Peru returns. Will and Grace After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes! Working, girl! Hey. Who doesn't love Britney, right? Hey, I'm working! Working, Crystal! Hey, AfterBuzzers! Welcome back to the Will and Grace After Show, Season 10, Episode 5, Grace's Secret. It was a very difficult episode to watch, but before we get into it, I'm Louisa Shar, and I'm joined by my beautiful co-host.
Hi, everyone. I'm Crystal McLaughlin.
Hey, guys. I'm Mike the Carrillo.
And I just want to say we do have a special segment coming up, and we have some fun news and gossip. And before we dig into the episode and break everything down for you guys, what was the overall feel about the episode? What do you guys think? Now we can find out.
Yeah, like the what I'm about to say is like the music has to be.
Yeah, right?
But it was so emotional and deep. And the entire time I was stuck watching how Grace was admitting to her dad such a deep secret that she's kept for such a long time, and it was complete silence. I don't know if it's because where we were watching it was just so quiet, but I think amongst all of us we were just like in shock. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was hard because usually we always laugh out loud and we can't control it, but this time we were all just like glued to the screen.
Yeah. I would say I felt as though the episode was mixed, because anytime it went to a place where it got really serious, the next thing you know, they added something into the program to make it like light, and I don't know, it was a good balance. So it was a great episode, you know. That I think that's what makes Grace, Will and Grace, so good.
Yeah, I can't believe all of that happened in a day.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, like when Grace walked in later on at the end of the episode, I was like, wow, that all happened in a day. And right now you actually did bring a really good point, because when Grace was admitting that to her father, that she had gotten abused as a kid, it was just so quickly that the waitress walked in and made a joke. And I couldn't laugh.
It didn't give us any time to sink in, right?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Like, I thought it was funny. I just felt like you know, with life, I feel like there's so much going on all the time, you almost have to, like, find sense of humor in everything. But I wouldn't say in it they were making, you know, a joke about that specific moment.
But they were
finding ways around it to make it light, even though it's not a light situation. But I feel like as women, we can probably all agree there's always been a time that a man has made you feel uncomfortable.
I
definitely felt like we all got really quiet.
Yeah.
And we all, I don't know about you ladies, but I definitely had a moment where I was like, I remember this moment or that moment or, you know, someone making me feel uncomfortable.
And we'll talk more about those moments.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's first talk about Will and Karen and this beef that they're kind of having about, you know, being the best man for Jack. Mm-hmm. And also the jealousy and the discompetition. So do you guys feel like, who do you think, you know, fits the best character to be a best man?
That's a hard one.
And is their fight even like valid? Like, why are you guys even going at it that much?
I loved it. I love a bitch royale that they had.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great idea, and I wish they would have kept it going, because they all just did renditions of one person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, I want to see more. I don't want you to just flip a coin and call it.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. I'll be honest. In my own true opinion, it should have been Karen.
Karen did such a good job.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but she, I feel like her and Jack has like a very special, let me use my words.
Halloween weekend.
Special, relationship, which, you know, you have seen throughout the years, right? Not to say, and not to, like, downplay his and Will's relationship, but they definitely have something very unique and different.
Kind of like a maternal thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Taking care of him.
Almost like, maybe more like siblings.
Okay.
Yeah, siblings.
Really?
Yeah.
I see the siblings more of Will and Jack, always bickering and fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like
you know, his whole life, well, not his whole life, but, you know, based on the past decade or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you're right. Yeah, I take that you know? Back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Karen has been his financial supervisor in every way, I'm sure, taking care of him.
Yeah.
So I feel like, if you know, if you were to ask me, I think Karen should take the role as best man.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree. Yeah.
Oh, no, I like both of them.
So you like how
I like how Jack just evened it out and had both of them be part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great that it ended up being both, but if we had to choose one, I would say it would be Karen for me anyway.
Yeah, me too, because I just feel like the connection is just there, and it's just so much fluid and natural, and there's, like, less bigger. But I did want to mention Miss Coco Peru for joining and returning this season. Isn't she beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and her
so
hair
hilarious.
Resembles Grace.
So
like,
funny.
Hilarious.
Like,
I don't blame her. Yeah, like, I don't blame her for hitting on Will. Like, every little time that she could get, she'd just, like, hit on him, and it was, I love that about her character.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as, like, who knows Jack best, do you think it'll be Karen or Will? Like, with those questions and stuff.
Probably Will.
Yeah.
Will.
Definitely.
Say Will.
Yeah.
The sheriff fanatic.
Yeah, well, because you have to think about it, like, Karen's all about herself. She's very self-indulgent.
Yeah. But how come they're not showing Jack's fiance, like, come around? Why is he still
MIA?
Is this, like...
I don't know.
Right?
I don't get it. When he was talking about his brunch bachelorette or whatever, I was expecting both of them to be there and not just... But maybe that was his bachelorette party slash...
Then also, what?
I want to see a party. I want to see him go to Vegas and do it big for
totally.
Him.
Totally. I'm with you.
And this is what's weird, though. If you're having some kind of brunch with friends, why wasn't Grace informed of this earlier? What was up with that last
minute
text, though?
She was... informed of it, but
really?
She had forgotten about it.
Yeah, that's what Will was saying. Like, no, we did have engagements, prayer engagements, and then she's
like,
I'm like,
dang it, you know, like it's your
the
friend.
Girl forgets. The like, girl forgets.
That's a big deal.
That's
I mean, it's
deal.
For me. If my friend is getting married, and I know that I have to go to her bridal shower or something, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but you have to remember who Grace is. Grace is a little selfish too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's sort
I guess
of like
that's
her
why I wasn't
character.
So surprised.
No,
yeah. But it's
I
like
wasn't
you're the fourth musketeer. Like you
totally.
Have to be there. You know.
But, she better make up for it.
Right? With a good gift or something from Barney's or something.
Yeah. Right.
But, okay, so I wanted to mention Will's Britney stand-up that he did. Oh, my God, how amazing was that?
So I've never actually seen that video.
No, you have not.
Yeah, I've never actually
seen
it. Oh, my God.
But I thought it was really funny. I thought it was really funny, even though I'd never seen it.
So is it a meltdown?
Like, yes.
I think I've
so
seen
it was
one.
After the Britney VMA, her performance that she had years ago, and this guy named Chris Crocker, he went on to YouTube and did this whole video. I can't believe I remember his name.
Oh, my God. Maybe
had this whole video,
okay.
And it's, like, right on his face, and the entire time he's like, leave Britney alone, and it's a gay guy, and he has, like, makeup smearing, mascara. It's so emotional, especially for, like, hardcore Britney fans, because you're looking at the video, and you're like, oh my God, I completely agree with you. But it was actually the first video that went viral, I feel like, on YouTube.
Really?
Because
before
that
viral
really,
was a thing?
Before viral was a thing, like, it set the tone for YouTube 100%.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll send it to you guys. Yeah.
Oh
I can't even imagine how many views he has, but he's
I
want to
know
star.
How much money he's made from that.
Because of that one video.
Yeah. And he's
you
like,
know Britney probably loves him to death.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. After that, he got hooked up with tickets, like, meet and greets, and he's been so supportive. He got invited to all these different shows. Like, it's a really big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
We should do that. We should pick someone and be like, no, you know, support him.
I'll send it to you guys.
Yeah.
So
no, definitely.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
That's so funny.
Well, you know, I'm sure he loves Britney, like, fanatically. And we love
so
our...
Do we.
Yeah, we love our fans, and we love AfterBuzz TV, and we have a special message for y'all.
Yes, we do. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of your YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and then check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did this in the comments, which are below, and we will thank you personally on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yay! Thanks, Crystal. Yeah. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in. Again, we are like a buffet for everyone. There's a show for every human being.
Yes.
We are now on Spotify as well. So it's Spotify, YouTube, and iTunes. So exciting. Yes. Yeah. So now let's dig deep into the beefiest topic of the day, which is the Me Too, sexual harassment, Grace and Will, you know, going on the trip, which is kind of random for, you know, her dad to just randomly pop in, especially with the fact that, you know, he's married to Will's mom and there's just so much going on. But they go on a trip, things start opening up, and Grace was already kind of worried about what to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Right? So how did you guys feel about them even driving there and then her opening up about her being, you know, not raped, but she was sexually harassed. Molested. Which is
molested.
Yeah, molested. Much. At that age, 15.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she has some deep-rooted issues with her dad. Like, obviously, he hasn't been, you know, the best father figure for her.
Yeah.
And when you are alone with someone, sometimes that can bring up old feelings, right? So, of course, like, if you're going to take a 3-hour car ride with somebody that you love, but you have emotional baggage with, of course something's going to come up, right?
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, she's holding on to a lot of resentment because of that, and also because, you know, she married, you know, Will's mom, and there's just a lot going on for her right now. So I wasn't surprised when she brought that up. For me, it felt very natural for somebody to do that. I wasn't like, oh, whoa, where did this come from? You know, so, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked the interaction between her and her dad as it led up to the conversation, because she showed a lot of sadness. And then she kind of pulled back, like she didn't want to tell him. And then at the end, when she clarified to him about what she was feeling, she took off her coat, she sat down and was like, no, now you have to hear me.
That's right.
And then she corrected him since the very beginning. And she was like, why do you talk to women this way? And he's like, what do you mean? I've been doing this for years. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, no, it's not right. And I love that she said that, because it's like, we do need to be
aware
of that, and telling all these other people who make that so much of a habit to stop.
Yeah.
And the fact that she could just do that to her dad, someone so close, it's like, that's kudos to you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what did he call it? He didn't call it the Me Too movement. He called it
not me. Hashtag not me.
Yeah, and she's like, no, hashtag it's Me Too.
Yeah.
So she was correcting him and educating him on the stance of it, which I was really happy to see her do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it was like, I don't know, it just, her dad, he could have been there and he wasn't. And it's like, I'm glad that he was accepting towards it and gave her what she needed, which was an apology.
The closure. Because she even said, she's like, I'm happier that my father said sorry versus the man who actually did the molesting. And that's why this show is just so inspiring, because look how relevant they just choose their topics to be always. So from a subtle lunch with your father, you know, the interaction she showed, and she basically articulated and said, why should I tell you? You know, because you're not going to believe me. Like, all of these things that are happening right now, she was feeling decades ago, right?
Yeah. And she's still feeling them. And it's so funny that this happened, because on the way here, driving here, I was listening to something, a podcast, and literally they were talking about, like, if you don't forgive, like, it literally will follow you for the rest of your life. You may not think about it, but you will literally think about it for your entire life. You'll hold that, and it's like poison, right? So I thought it was funny that that came up, because imagine, she was 15 years old. How many years? How old is she? Like, in her 40s?
She's in early 40s, late 30s.
Right? So imagine all of these years she's held resentment towards her father. Imagine how that has probably affected the relationship, and it hasn't allowed her to, like, live her full truth as his daughter, right? Because she's going to probably be holding back all the time.
Yeah.
So it's good that she got it out when she did, and that she was so forgiving also. She was willing to accept that. apology.
Right. And the fact, too, that she was able to let him know. Because I feel like you gain this sort of relationship with a parent as you get older. Mm. That's more of like, now I understand life a little bit better.
Yeah.
And now I'm feeling all these emotions that I've kept and held down as a kid or as a teenager, whatever it was growing up, that now I feel like I can have this conversation and you're going to take me seriously.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So brutal. Yeah.
Like, and it happens.
Yeah. And the pain, like Buddha has this thing, I think it's Buddha or someone that says holding on to anger is just you're torturing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That person might be living their life. Mm-hmm. And if you don't let that go, you're not going to flourish and give your best self to someone.
Yeah.
So all the relationships she probably could have been in that she had to push people away.
Right. Right.
And,
exactly, because the father figure is a very important figure, right? Especially in dating.
And, yes.
You know, just having good relationships with men, you know, mm-hmm. and you can't push something like that down because it will boil.
Up.
Yeah, it will come to a boil and, you know, come to a head. And it was good that it came to a head, really. Mm-hmm. She had a moment that she was, like, frustrated and, like Maite said, she took off her jacket and she sat down. She faced it, too, because, I mean, they both had to face it.
Yeah.
Like, she finally was like, all right, no, this is not going to continue. This is not going to be the cycle that I'm going to have with my father, this relationship of, like, let's pretend it didn't happen. Because he was pretending mm-hmm. like it didn't happen and he mm-hmm. didn't want to hear it. You know, no father does, really. But
it's a lot of, like, the older generation, too.
Yeah.
It's like they, you know, just the culture. It's like, we're not going to talk about it. Like, having the talk.
So in denial.
It's just like, nope, I'm not going to have that because you're never going to do that.
Yeah. And, I don't see it. It didn't happen.
Yeah, but in reality, it's like you need to have these conversations as you're growing up because if not, you're going to go to other people who don't know any better.
And give you the worst advice.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there's something that he said that really stuck to me. He said, he said, men can't be men anymore, as in what he was doing to that poor waiter, that, you know, the innocent, sheltered, shy waiter that was very uncomfortable in her skin, you can tell. But like,
she was so funny. I'm sorry. All I could think about was if I was in the casting room, not to take us off subject, but if I was in the casting room, you guys, I'd be like, done. Like, so good.
You know what she reminded? You guys watched Napoleon Dynamite?
Of course.
Okay, the girl from Napoleon Dynamite reminded me so much. Her
the
and
pony,
a mixture of Miss Swan.
The pony.
Yeah.
My little pony.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was actually a familiar face. We've seen her before. I can't remember where.
She's so funny.
Just so, like, the driest humor. Like, there's no shrimp, I'm sad too. Or like,
yeah. She's just too funny. The water. She's like, oh, don't worry, the glasses are not dirty. It's just so the water. Yeah.
Or, I'll be on the menu now because they're going to fry some patties.
Something
like that.
I was close to making
it. Oh, my gosh. I feel like we all know somebody like that or have run into people like that. And you just,
so
like,
funny.
You can't fake it.
Yeah. And there's just one more thing that Grace said that really just, you know, hit home too. Because the dad asked her, he asked, how did you deal with this your whole life, basically? Like,
I love that question, by the way. I was like, no dad would really ask that. So I'm glad that he did that.
And she said, well, you live your life and your life gets bigger, so that issue gets smaller.
Yeah.
But that's not how you deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go in deep and just.
Yeah.
But it was just so emotional to hear that.
And I'm glad that you brought that up because I felt like, yes, I understood where she was coming from by saying that, but I also felt like that doesn't mean that's the answer either.
It's not.
And I was hoping something more would have came. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would have came more
like
from that.
Like, she could have been like, but because of it, I spoke to somebody else or I got guidance or counseling. You just never know
what
to
do. She said one person knows.
Yeah.
It was her mom.
Oh, yeah. Did I get that wrong? So Will doesn't know?
No. So when she went to go visit her mom at the cemetery,
that's right.
She's like, Mom, I told him. Mm-hmm. So, and then she's like, he didn't.
Right now.
Yeah, she's like, he didn't react the way that you said he would. He actually reacted better. And that's when she said, I'm glad I got the closure. Like, I didn't know I needed that as bad as I did.
Yeah.
So it was a mom.
My God. And the way Grace had to just push down that issue, dealing with Leo or dealing with divorces and just everything. Like, think about that. You don't get over that issue. It's in your mind.
It is. Mm-hmm. But not only that, did you notice she mentioned something about, like, dating? So, like, maybe this is what she needed so that now she's moving forward. They're giving us a little piece, right? A little piece of what's to come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm dating a Jewish man, you know, loves straight. To complain just like you, straight. Yeah. Maybe she's going to find love in her 40s, which is so beautiful. Yes. Imagine finding love when you're ready and not rushing just to a stereotype or a cultural pressure or whatever. Like,
absolutely.
Oh my God. They're just, I mean, we could really talk about this forever.
It's really, that's real life stuff.
It is real life stuff, because as women too in LA, and we see how, you know, dating can be and all the issues and all like the dad issues and stuff. So maybe one person watching this episode will be like, you know what? Grace shared this secret with her father. I might call up my father.
That's what makes Will and Grace so special, is that this is a show that's catering to everybody's needs. It's not just for the LGBTQ community. Wow, I said that really quickly. but it's also for anybody, straight or gay or whatever, you know.
It's real life.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white or, you know, whatever. It just, I feel like everybody can watch it and you feel connected.
Truly.
Truly connected.
It's therapy.
Yeah.
Like, if we go deeper, we'll cry probably.
Yeah. Like, I feel it's so, like, emotional. I'm like, wow, so deep.
And the moral of the story is just share your story. It's healing.
Don't be afraid.
Speak up.
Yeah.
Share it. Make a YouTube video about it. Someone will like it. You'll get help. And just live your truth, you know?
And people will also feel like they're not alone.
Yeah, it's just...
You're sharing for a reason.
Opening the doors for conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah, and help.
Well, you know, speaking about sharing, during our special segment, we always share our favorite lines and quotes from the episode, and we try to get down to one. We never do. So let's go around and talk about our favorite line from the episode, you guys. What is your right down?
So I got two. One was when Coco said, let's not break a press on. Okay. Right, because they were fighting over who wants the groomsman. Or the best man. And then the second one was, I hate to interrupt. It was the waitress, but she's like, I hate to interrupt, but yeah, I think you said it already. But we ran out of shrimp salad, and then they looked very disappointed. She goes, I know, I'm disappointed too. And I thought that was just funny. So funny. It was just perfect timing.
The wordplay, everything.
Yes,
perfectly seasoned. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't that many quotes that I could grab on from this episode, but there was two I liked. It was when I think Jack said it was sad, hilarious.
Yeah, that was
cool. That was a great combination of words, because I'm like, oh, that's totally relatable. Yeah. I could totally use that. And then it was when Karen was doing her wicked monologue, and at the end she was like, broom drop.
That was genius.
What else can we say? Like, I mean, you're genius. Like,
she just looks so good as a witch. I'm like, this is so you.
Could you imagine her doing that on Broadway? I would love to watch her.
Me too.
Have you ever seen Wicked? It's amazing.
I should look into Wicked. I know.
So good. If they did one with that cast, could you imagine?
Brilliant.
We need to pitch that.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That would be so good, you guys.
Yeah. Maybe that was her mini audition so that they can
maybe kind of plotting
contact
it.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, speaking of Halloween too, I think it was a perfect kind of like Halloween episode.
Absolutely.
But gosh, so mine, I have two. Okay, I actually have three. Wait, okay. So Okay. The first one is when Grace was texting Will, and of course, you know, Will has never anything normal to say to her, so he goes like, why don't you just text me what you want me to say? And I'll just make sense to you. Perfect. Like, amazing.
Yeah.
And how do you elaborate on that? Like, do you guys get, like, do you think the writers get a dictionary and just, like, look at everything and just, like.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It's just so special, honestly. Like.
It's just.
You can't fake that.
Are you born like that? Like, it's just, like.
Yeah. Wit.
Wit.
Yeah.
You, I mean, you can't learn that.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
you just, you're born with it or you're not. Mm-hmm.
And I love puns. I like all that stuff. So for me, I'm like, ah, yes, it's so good.
Like this one. So when Grace's father was eating the bagel and, you know, had something in his teeth, he goes like, well, I just had an everything bagel, so it can be anything.
Yeah.
Like, think so about
cute.
That. Like,
so cute.
So subtle.
Yeah. It really can be anything. Like, you guys had one of those bagels, it's like, you just don't know what's in there.
You don't. It's like birdseed.
Yeah. It is birdseed. Mm-hmm. Costco ones are the best.
Oh my God.
With cream
cheese. Anything Costco.
Noah's bagels. I love Noah's bagels.
In Burbank. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't had one in so many years.
Me either.
So good. Oh my God.
Donuts.
And then, okay, I just have one more. I just have to say, hold on, where are you?
You know Will admitted to being on Grindr?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He admitted to it in the beginning. Right now that you mentioned that quote, it reminded me of the very beginning when he admitted to that.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. That's another great universal theme that, you know, gay people in the world, anyone can join and be happy.
Sounds
so weird.
Happy ending.
Or anyone, gay, straight, whatever, but just to be on a dating site like we have all been on and just be proud of it.
Yeah.
I know some people who are just so weird with dating sites. So it's good that, you know, he's admitting it.
No, totally.
Right?
It's funny.
Okay,
you gotta get
guys,
humor about
we can talk about this forever. So right now let's talk about some fun news and gossip. I know Maite has some good stuff that we're going to share about the show that we kind of digged up.
Let me pull it up.
Pull it up. So, while we all pull out the first
yes. So there was a recent interview of the stars of Will and Grace on helping fight for equality for LGBTQI community. And they went into an interview with Deborah, who she plays Grace, of course. She says the cast would hear powerful stories from fans about how the show helped them cope with their own sexuality since the very beginning of the season. Wow. Not this season, but like since the beginning of the whole era. She said, hashtag, back when we started, we used to get fan letters, and it was through the fan letters that we realized that the show had social and political impact that we never imagined it would have. Adding, it's certainly the source of pride for me and my association with the show. So that just further clarifies how many people, because back then it's like we didn't have social media. Mm-mm. All you can really do is grab a pen and paper and send a letter.
Yeah.
So imagine the amount of fan mail that they must have received and their outpouring of stories and everything. It's just, it's amazing what a show can do and change people's lives.
Yeah, so completely. Cool. Yeah. I think that's great, right? Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, Maite.
Yes,
and it's still doing it till this day.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I found on today's news was that there was a commercial PSA that was done by the cast members, and it was to urge people to go out and vote, which I think is great. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play it. It's really good.
Yay.
And it's funny.
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Deborah Messing, and I am a voter.
I'm Eric McCormack, and I am a voter.
I'm Megan Mullally, and I am a voter.
I'm Sean Hayes, and I am a voter.
Our next election is Tuesday, November 6th.
Are you registered, and do you have a plan?
Sean and I always grab a smoothie after we vote.
Wait, Sean and I always meet at Pilates after we vote.
Sean and I always meet to take selfies with our stickers after we voted.
You guys, don't fight, okay? I just wanted to make sure you voted. I like to vote in the morning. The lighting is so much better.
We just want to remind you that our democracy works best when we all participate.
So please do your part.
To register and make a plan to vote, visit IamAVoter.com and text VOTER to 26797.
That's
great. Awesome. So simple and beautiful.
By the way, you guys, I hope you guys go out there and vote.
Yes.
Remember, November 6th.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Coming up. Yep. I mean, what a better way to use their platform to get people to get out there and have a voice.
Especially
with all the social media platforms that they have, the hundreds of thousands of followers, that's
and it was short, it was sweet, and it was funny.
It was Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of voting, and which is on November 6th, and how important it is, one of our favorite actors from Modern Family, his name is Jesse Tyler Ferguson. He had a conversation with the Hollywood Reporter, and he had a great article, which, you know, Crystal sent to me, which was amazing. And it highlights about things about the LGBT community that I really wanted to share. And he just talks about the importance of voting now and why they all need a voice and how the administration now is failing and how everyone's heartbroken. And a few parts I did want to read from the article is, well, it's called, it's his brunch that he's taking people to brunch, but it's not really a brunch because he's educating people about what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And he says, if you and I were brunching this weekend, you would hear me and my friends talking about why the 2018 elections matter. Yes, there's more to brunching in LA than avocado toast and overnight oats. Is there?
Mimosas.
Those avocado oats, right? We talk about the nightmare that is the Trump administration and its daily attacks on minorities, including the LGBTQ Americans, like the recent threats to legally define gender or refusing protections in the workplace, access to education, basic health care, and housing. All the progress made in the past decade is under attack. So please, people who have chosen to serve this community in the military are being denied this opportunity just because they are transgender. Mm-hmm. And then one more thing I did want to add that I had to highlight. He said, right now 30 states lack explicit and comprehensive protection programs for the LGBTQ community. And in these states, you can get married on Saturday and fired from your job on Monday simply because whom you love.
Yeah, that's such a tragedy.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy. I have goosebumps.
I just feel like it's 2018. Like, what is happening?
It's like we're backtracking. Yeah. Going back in time.
It's like the trail, the witch trials. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. Like, are you kidding me?
It's so important to go vote, you guys.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
So absolutely.
Scary.
Please.
And like we said, going backwards, like, what is happening? You know, I just feel like anyone right now can just, not anyone, like, and again, like, this is not a politically climated show, mm-hmm. but, you know, I feel like with him being president, a lot of people, like a lot of, you know, reality stars or whoever it may be, yeah. have the confidence right now to kind of boost themselves up in the political climate. And it's just, if we don't have celebrities like this with their platform sharing, what are all these, you know, minorities going to do and all these LGBTQ people. It's just so scary.
It is yeah. very scary. So
tell your whether yes. you have a platform or not, tell your neighbor, family, yes. friends, sign up, yeah. everybody. Uh-huh. Your dog.
We check in on each other. Yeah. My yeah. neighbors. We literally yeah. check in on each other every
really?
Year and I, you know, about anything that has to do with like voting or like what's yeah. going on in the neighborhood. Just, you know, you got to be educated and you can't complain mm-hmm. unless you participate. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you just can't. You can't sit back and just complain. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No. Yeah, I mean, whether if it's voting through mail or in person, whatever it is, November 6th, make sure you're registered. And I think, you know, everyone says, oh, if I don't vote, it doesn't matter. I'm one person. Oh, my God.
It matters.
Girl, it matters.
Oh, my God.
Look where we're at. So it matters. Yeah. We have nothing to lose.
We love you guys. We love everyone. Love is love. Love whoever you want. Be healthy and happy. And, yeah. I
Great
think
news.
Having said
it's
that.
Good ending.
Yeah, let's talk about some predictions.
This is so good post Halloween.
I know. What did you guys dress up as, by the way? Like,
I was a squirrel.
Okay.
Looking for a nut.
Nut. This is the best show to state that on. Crystal was looking for a nut. How about you?
I think you found a nut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she's not going out with a nut yet.
She's gone out with nuts.
Okay. Yo,
a lot of crazy.
All of the above.
I dressed up as nothing. I didn't, all I did was carve a pumpkin and drink rosé.
You know what?
So,
I dressed up. Yeah. I dressed up last year. This year it was chill for me too. Yeah. Just a fun night out, you know. Okay, so predictions. Let's do this. Maite, do you want to go first?
Oh my God, you keep putting me on the spot.
Let me see.
Let's see. I think Jack will definitely get married soon.
Okay.
I want his wedding to be either the next episode or the season finale. I want to see that play out, and I want to see a little bit of drama happening. And I want to see Grace. I want to see Grace.
That hurt.
I want to see Grace have some sort of more of a relationship with her boyfriend.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like Jack is going to get married soon too, but I feel like his fiance might be the one that leaves him at the altar.
No!
Don't
took my prediction because I was going to say that.
Oh,
but
are you?
I
feel like it. I don't know because we haven't been seeing him, so maybe that's what's going to happen. And then he maybe has like a, I don't know, like, I feel like it's gonna happen in the end that they officially get married, but maybe it might drag on for a few episodes before, you know, he comes to his senses, and maybe it'll be a to-be-continued episode. As for Grace, obviously, because they talked a lot about, or she talked a lot about her boyfriend, that's probably gonna come into play. I wanna see Karen on her dates, okay? We already talked about this last time. I want to see Karen on her dates. So hopefully we'll see her on Hinge or something.
Hinge or Bumble. Or, you know, Tinder if
Tinder.
You want to do that.
Tinder would be funny.
You know, swipe while she's drunk.
Totally.
Oh, God. I mean, I have to add to that. I do think there's something weird going on between Jack and his fiance. I feel like Jack might back out, though. I just feel like he's not ready yet. And this is why they're not showing him, the fiance, in the picture a bit more. I just feel like, you know, he's not bringing him around, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he has some jitters going on.
No.
I want that happy ending for him.
Sad.
I want that happy ending for him. I just don't know if he's ready for that. And then, okay, I do want to have a prediction for Will. I want Will to start dating again. And it's not really a prediction, because we know he is. There's a few interests here and there. But I want to see how he's focusing on his teaching life. I want to see
something.
He's
been kind of hanging out in the backdrop.
He is. He's in the woods or something like that.
Man in the woods.
Like, he's transitioning right now. Mm-hmm. So I want to see how that is for him as someone mid-40s, early 40s, coming from a corporate lawyer background to this. Mm-hmm. I want to know that.
Something. Yeah.
And then I'm excited for Grace. I know something might hit it off between her and...
Schwimmer,
exactly. And I just feel like that's going to be a healthy relationship for her. She just let go of the past. She let go of what was inside here. Now she can open up to a man who's ready for her.
Mm-hmm. What if her ex comes into the picture?
Leo? I love Leo.
Could you imagine? Like, she gets all comfortable and then he comes to the door and he's like, I still want you.
They always
pop up.
He's
like
up,
running
and he's they always come back.
They always come back whenever you're moved on
or when you have someone else. You get that text.
Oh, when you're just like, I'm good.
When you're just focused.
See?
Like dogs. I just have to say that. Sorry. We love you. Okay, gosh. I think that's about it. Karen, I have to add to that. We want Karen to, you know, be dating and all of that. Just happy, healthy, and just see the gang, you know, be who they are.
Yeah,
and
I'm
just
excited
for this amazing season that's been so vital each episode with things that are current in America and all over the world. So, writers, we love you.
We love you.
And I think until next time, we will all miss you. I'm Louisa Shar. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Louisa Shar. I'm also on the after show for The Deuce at Will and Grace, and hopefully The House of Cards. So,
Ooh, yeah.
We're gonna binge all that, so I'm so excited. Where can they find you?
I'm Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's Crystal with an I, not a Y. And you can also find me tonight, right after this, I'm gonna be doing Shaw's of Sunset with Maya Tay. I hope you guys tune in at 9:15. And, Yeah, that's it.
Hey, guys, and I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. You can also find me, like Crystal said, Shaz of Sunset right after.
Right.
And Real Housewives of OC Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Bye, you guys.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Mona Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.